We're talking about a pollution investigation at a Minnesota manufacturing plant that has a connection to the Wisconsin border. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. This plant had released a cancer-causing chemical in White Bear Township for more than 15 years. And a news investigation uncovered efforts to move part of the manufacturing process across state lines to Hudson. Do you live in Hudson or western Wisconsin? Did you see reports about the company Water Gremlin moving some of its business to Wisconsin? What was your reaction? We're at 800-642-1234. Jennifer Merrily is a reporter and anchor at WCCO-TV. That's the CBS affiliate station in Minneapolis. Jennifer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me this morning.
So for Wisconsinites who might not recognize Water Gremlin, which makes these fishing sinkers and battery terminals, why is the company been getting so much attention in Minnesota?
Sure. They've been getting attention here since the beginning of the year. That's when the community just over the border in Minnesota and White Bear Township learned that the company had been releasing a cancer-causing chemical, and a chemical also known to cause birth defects, for more than 15 years. The company is required to self-report their air emission levels, and it was discovered that the company had, the numbers were not correct. And so once this was discovered, they started holding community meetings. And at the beginning of the year, the community really became outraged that there was this pollution that had been going into their community for a number of years that they were unaware of.
So how does Water Gremlin use the chemicals that have drawn these meetings and this public scrutiny from pollution regulators?
Sure. There's a couple different chemicals that we're talking about. The original one that they were using that was emitted into the air for a number of years was called TCE, and this is the cancer-causing chemical. And they used it in the process for their fishing sinkers and battery terminal posts, as we understand. After it was discovered that this pollution had happened, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency ordered that the company stop using the chemical TCE. They were shut down for a certain amount of time, and there was a settlement with the state. It's the second largest settlement in Minnesota history. The company was ordered to pay $7 million in fines and corrective action. And as part of that, they started using a different chemical, a less toxic chemical, often referred to as DCE or TDCE. And they started operations again, trying to make the same products using this other alternative chemical. And they had a certain amount of time to have their pollution control equipment working to be able to capture the emissions of this new chemical into the air. And they had problems for months trying to get this working. In fact, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency gave the company extensions to try to get their pollution control equipment working. When they finally tested it, it was only working at, I believe, 25%. So it was not working the way that they wanted it to. So this chemical, these emissions, has really been the problem for even in the months since it was found that the company had been releasing, you know, chemicals into the air in an unsafe way for a number of years. Even when they moved to the new chemical, they still were having problems getting their pollution control equipment working the way that it should be.
We're talking about a company under scrutiny from Minnesota pollution authorities that found a way to operate in Wisconsin. Reporter Jennifer Merrily has been investigating Water Gremlin for WCCO-TV. That's a CBS affiliate station in Minneapolis. You can join in. Do you live or work near one of Wisconsin's state borders? Have you seen companies move some of their business across the border due to different state regulations? Join in at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jennifer, at one point in your investigation, you followed this truck leaving Water Gremlin in Minnesota, and then you end up in Hudson, Wisconsin, across the Mississippi. What did you learn? What was happening?
Sure. So at some point, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency partially shut down Water Gremlins operations in White Bear Township here in Minnesota. That was because they could not get their pollution control equipment working the way that efficiently here, and they could not get their emissions of the new chemical under control. So we started looking at what Water Gremlin was doing. And I ended up following a truck from Water Gremlin's facility in White Bear Township in Minnesota across the border into Hudson. And what we found was that Water Gremlin had partnered with a company out of Hudson to take over that coating process, that portion of the business that had been shut down in Minnesota.
Oh, they were outsourcing.
They were. So they partnered with a company, and so what we found was that the Wisconsin DNR, who does the permitting process in Wisconsin, had issued a permit to that company that Water Gremlin partnered with, and that company was in Hudson. Now, the permit did say that they are doing the work for Water Gremlin out of White Bear Township, that they would be doing the coating process for them. The parts would be, you know, transferred to Hudson, and then when they were done, they would either go back to Minnesota or go to the end destination.
So almost in a way circumventing, working around some of these legacy pollution issues in Minnesota was to outsource this process in Wisconsin?
Right. So we say that they tried to circumvent the system. They couldn't work here in Minnesota. They moved across the border, and it takes a long time to get a permit. So this had been in the works for some time before they were partially shut down in Minnesota. And we also learned that the equipment that had been used in Minnesota was being moved into the facility in Hudson. So they plan to do that coating process in Hudson. And we put this investigation on the air on a Monday. And by midday Tuesday, that company in Hudson said, we're not doing business with them. We are taking steps to terminate our contract. And by the end of that day, so less than 24 hours later, we did have confirmation that they had terminated the contract and that the two companies would not be doing business and that this coating process for Water Gremlin would not be happening in Hudson.
So what is the status of Water Gremlin's operations today?
Currently, they are still partially shut down. That process that they were planning to start over in Hudson at the end of August, that we knew that this was happening, is not going on yet. They have a number of new pollution violations in the last few weeks, and they are in the process, we understand, of implementing some new systems, a mitigation system, and some other things to get it under control, and they are working to resume operations here in Minnesota.
And as we wrap up here, you talked with Water Gremlin's partner company in Hudson, Hi-Tech. We know that they severed the agreement with Hi-Tech. Is there any other activity going on with this company, or will they look to outsource in Wisconsin in the future?
We don't know. All we know right now is that any time that they try to do something in Wisconsin, they will have to get a new permit. But if it's under another company name, we might not know about it. We found out about this, but if it's not in Water Gremlin's name, it'd be hard to find. The other thing that we learned about this is that Wisconsin DNR told us they would not look at Minnesota's history with this company. It was a new permit. It was a new company. Even though they were doing the work for a company with a history of pollution problems, that would not have factored into their permitting process.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Merrily is a reporter and anchor at WCCO-TV in Minneapolis. Coming up, we look at the school day and lunchtime. We'll talk cafeteria time after this news update on the Ideas Network.